This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I have lost all faith in you people. Some of you are actually suggesting that mayonnaise on pizza is a good idea. No, no, no. And you don't know me at all. What is the number one condiment that I refuse to eat? If you listen to Ask Amy Anything or if you pay any attention to the show, you know that I abhor mayonnaise. And here you are expecting me to try mayonnaise on my pizza. What is wrong with you? I've lost all faith in you. It's National Pizza Week. Around the world, over 5 billion pizzas are sold each year. We're approaching Super Bowl Sunday, which is the heaviest day on the entire calendar for pizza traffic. Pizza traffic. I like that term. How do you take your pies? You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We're going to get to some of the big football news, as well as, I mean, you're blowing it up on our social media with your pizza responses. Mayonnaise. And so we'll get back to that. Plus your calls, 855-212-4227. And we need your questions for Ask Amy Anything. So it's a busy night, a busy hump show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. They found a better way to mortgage so you can focus on making your new house a home. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Scott Miller, National Baseball Insider from Bleacher Report and Sirius XM MLB Network Radio, has agreed to join us from San Diego and spend a little extra time trying to flesh out what these last 2 days mean for Major League Baseball. So, Scott, we're pleased to have you. Thank you so much. I'll just start with the overall reaction. As we see the commissioner drop the hammer, as the Astros then take their own take matters into their own hands, now the Red Sox, what is your reaction to everything that we've seen and heard the last 2 days?
Yeah, a couple things, Amy. One, starting with yesterday and the Houston Astros, you know, I figured, like a lot of people, they'd get hit with a very large fine. I figured draft picks would get taken away. The big question was going to be the suspensions, whether there'd be suspensions. And if so, you know, would it be just general manager Jeff Luhnow? Would it be manager A.J. Hinch as well? And how long? The fact that both got suspended for the entire season, that, I think, grabbed everybody's attention, both inside the game and outside the game. I don't think anybody was expecting that. And then, of course, Houston owner Jim Crane immediately fired both Luhnow and Hinch. And, yeah, that signaled that, you know, that this thing is going to explode. And, you know, at the end of the day, barely 24 hours later, I think the takeaway from Boston – basically firing, they could say they and Alex Cora mutually agreed to part ways. I think given how MLB in the report, in the investigation, fingered Alex Cora as being one of the brain masterminds behind the Houston situation, that it wasn't mutual. Alex Cora, as soon as that report came out yesterday, he was not going to manage the Boston Red Sox this year. And the fact that they fired him before even the MLB discipline for Boston came down, I think is telling. I think Alex Cora is going to be suspended for a very, very long time whenever MLB announces it. I would not be surprised if it even was a lifetime ban.
And we'll wait to see from Major League Baseball. But as you point out, he was the guy who was named over and over in the commissioner's memo,
yeah,
as was Carlos Beltran, Scott. So what what do you expect, if anything, as a reaction from the Mets, who just hired him?
I don't see how they can go forward with Beltran as their manager. Here's the thing, Amy. Manfred made clear that he always was going to discipline those in charge of or charged with responsibility, leadership roles, like the GM, the manager, Luhnow and Hinch in Houston. He made it clear he wasn't looking to nail players. He wanted those in charge. Now, part of that came through that, you know, the players they interviewed, they essentially gave immunity, you know, and they said, look, tell us everything you know. There will be no repercussions. So players told baseball what they knew. Beltran, the interesting thing, Amy, is when the Mets hired him last fall, this Astro scandal was just bubbling. And Beltran told the New York media he did not have anything to do, basically, with a scandal. He said, yeah, you know, old school sign stealing. You know, it's fun to get to the park early and work on it. Try to see if you can't, you know, use your eyes to break down the opposition's codes. But he said in terms of, you know, center field camera and digital video cheating, I don't know anything about it. Well, the report that came out this week says otherwise, says Beltran was one of the ringleaders, right, and that he knew about it. So here's the thing. Baseball's not looking to nail players. And Beltran at the time was a player. Okay, I get that. But once he crosses the divide into a leadership role, I don't know how you can take away the privilege that Alex Cora and A.J. Hinch had as managing a Major League Baseball team, and yet extend that same privilege to Carlos Beltran, who has been identified by MLB as one of the ringleaders of the Astros thing. I know he was a player at the time, but we're talking now a leadership role, and, right, and why should he have that privilege?
Scott Miller is a national baseball columnist for Bleacher Report and also part of MLB Network on SiriusXM. And I want to go back to what you just said about baseball not looking to nail the players in this situation, but why not? I keep hearing that question over and over. If the players were largely responsible for this elaborate sign-stealing system, why aren't the players being held responsible for it?
Well, it does seem hypocritical because even in MLB's investigative report, it says flat out that some of the players said they knew what they were doing was wrong, but they would have stopped if the manager, A.J. Hinch, had stepped in and told them, no, you shouldn't do that. That seems to me to be a cop-out because the same report says, while A.J. Hinch didn't organize any of it, it does say he disapproved of it to the point where twice he apparently took a baseball bat to the monitor, the video monitor that was just off the dugout and broke it, and the Astros had to go out and replace it. Twice that happened. So the players, for them to say, well, if a manager, we didn't think it was right, but we would have stopped if the manager said, no. I mean, what else did he have to do? He smashed the TV. So that's one thing. And then from there, you go down the road. I think, to me, baseball didn't want to discipline the players because I think that, among other things, they wanted to try to wrap this up. They wanted to come down hard on those in position of leadership and wrap it up before the 2020 season as best they could. And if you suspend and discipline players, you know what happens. The players' union immediately is going to file grievances, and there's going to be hearings, and it's going to drag on for months and months and months. And I think, you know, in a way, not nailing the players is a cop-out.
Mm. The World Series titles still stand. 2017 for the yep. Astros, 2018 for the Red Sox, all of the records, all of the wins, all of that is still credited to the franchises. And so does this really hit the Astros where it hurts? Will it hit the Red Sox where it hurts? Or should more be done, Scott?
You know, I think it hits them about as badly as it can. I'm not in favor of going back and wiping out, you know, history. I mean, a couple things. One, you know, I know the NCAA vacates football and basketball titles, but yeah, you know, I mean, I look, I, I get it, but I think it's too little too late. You know, take the NCAA basketball tournament, was it 2013, I think it was. You know, I'm based out west. I grew up in the great state of Michigan. I was rooting for Michigan to beat Louisville. Louisville won. Then they vacate the title because of the whole Rick Pitino scandal. By the time they do that, I mean, like what? Everybody knows Michigan lost. What are they supposed to say? Well, Michigan is the champion now. And it's kind of that way, I think, with you know, I mean, what? So take away the Astros 17 title. I mean, the Dodgers haven't won since 1988. You know, we're talking 3 decades the Dodgers haven't won a World Series title. So what, all of a sudden you're supposed to retroactively say, no, the Dodgers are the champs. So,
no.
Yeah, so... Yeah, the other thing, I think it will hurt the Astros. I mean, a large fine. I think the draft picks are going to hurt more than people think. Also, I think the shame and the taint of this is going to carry forward. I mean, every time they, I mean, this whole season, everywhere the Astros go, you know, they play games in Yankee Stadium. How do you think they're going to be received? You know, how do you think they're going to be received in Oakland? And it's going to be one long season long tour of shame and ridicule for the Astros. And you know, the organization, even if you don't remove their World Series title in 2017, history is going to record it as being tainted, same as history records Barry Bonds' all-time home run record is tainted. I mean, there are a lot of people that look at the home run record and say, there's Barry Bonds at the top of the record book, but Hank Aaron's the guy. Mm. And I think you're going to see some of that historically with the Astros.
Scott, I've heard from at least one general manager of another team that he's, and I'll use the exact word, pissed, because of how things might have gone differently had this not been happening with the Astros specifically for a year plus. Do you think, because of the anger of other teams and other franchises, that Alex Cora and A.J. Hinch and potentially Carlos Beltran, though right now he's still with the Mets, but do you think those guys will be employable again once their bans are over?
I'll tell you what, if we go one by one, Alex Cora, I doubt it. And I, as I mentioned a little bit ago, Amy, let's see what MLB rules on him. And remember, the Red Sox have fired him, but we haven't heard from MLB yet.
Right.
It's going to be a really long suspension. It's going to be more than A.J. Hinch and Jeff Luhnow's year. And like I say, I wouldn't be surprised if it's a lifetime ban. I think it's going to be a long time. So I don't think Alex Cora is going to be employable. Jeff Luhnow has a lot of enemies in the game. He's mistreated a lot of people. Even his so-called, his statement yesterday was a weasel statement. I mean, he's like, I'm not a cheater, and then I didn't know anything about this. It must have been the lower level employees, you know, that have come up with this, and I wish I would have been aware of it because I would have stopped it. If anybody believes that, you know, they're the most naive people around. I mean, Luhnow, again, being in a position of leadership, he's shown zero accountability, same as he did or did not in the World Series when they ended up firing his assistant, Taubman,
right,
for screaming at those female reporters in the clubhouse about, oh, I'm glad we got Osuna, and screaming expletives. I mean, the Astros have had a bad culture, and it started with Luhnow. So I don't think he's ever going to get another general manager job again, and I'd be surprised if he works in baseball again. A.J. Hinch, maybe. He's well liked in the game. He's very well respected. He's viewed as a very good manager, and he could have and probably should have handled things differently. And I know if he had to do his do overs, he probably would handle it differently. But again, you know, he showed some disapproval with what they were doing. So I think he might be playable. But one other quick point, you know, let's also remember MLB's role in this, and that is, you know, they instituted, this all came in essentially once baseball went down the road of having instant replay.
Yes.
And it was like 2014, 2015, they instituted instant replay. And the problem was, and what MLB should have figured out, but they didn't, they should have anticipated whatever the unintended consequences were going to be with instant replay. And we're learning now what some of those are, that with the replay came the replay rooms in the clubhouses, came lots of extra cameras in ballparks, and all kinds of extra video, and access to video in the clubhouse. In the beginning, baseball changed its rules this year. Now all the TVs in the clubhouses are on at least a 7 or 8 second delay. But initially, they're showing live feeds in the clubhouses,
right.
And that's why, you know, the Alex Cora was on the phone in Houston, you know, dugout phone, back to the replay room, getting information in real time. And, you know, baseball, they've got to change a lot of that. And I think, among other things, they should just, as soon as the first pitch is thrown, shut everything down digitally. You know, no iPads in the dugout, no computers in the, you know, players that want to go watch their at-bats in between innings. Enough of that. Watch them before the game and after the game.
Scott Miller of Bleacher Report with us here after hours, CBS Sports Radio. Is it still worth it, considering that the Astros won their first World Series and the Red Sox and Alex Cora won a World Series in Boston? Is it worth it, even if they're subjected to what's happening now?
You mean, is it worth it to try to skirt the rules and cheat?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I can see where some people would think that. I think personally that these punishments will discourage it. I'm not saying it's going to wipe the slate clean and that nobody is going to try anything, because just as the case with steroids, we still see guys getting suspended, even though it's against the rules. I mean, there's always, especially the way the finances of this game are, the millions and millions of dollars at stake, there's always going to be incentive to cheat. That said, these draconian suspensions and firings, I think that will heavily discourage most people. Not everybody, but I think most people. Because, look, you know, there are only 30 general manager jobs in
right.
the world. There are
right.
only 30 manager jobs in the world. And I think, you know, people are going to think twice about doing this stuff for risk of getting kicked out of the game they love.
Scott, it's always good to talk to you. You can find Scott Miller on Twitter at Scott Miller BBL for Bleacher Report, SiriusXM MLB Network Radio. And he's had a busy couple of days. Scott, thank you so much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.